When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Antonio Pittman. And this man, he is the pride of Glenville High School. We know him and we love him. And we see him on the postgame report on Spectrum News 1 immediately following all the Ohio State games. He is Bryant Browning, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, my friend. How are you?
How are you, Bryant?
Doing all right. How you guys doing today?
We are good. Happy holidays to you and your family. In fact, I think you're the only former Buckeye that didn't have a kid playing for Watterson in the state football championship. I'm just saying, everywhere I turn around, I'm like, oh my God, this guy, his dad played. I covered him. So
it makes sense they want a state title, that's for sure.
It does. All right, so here we go. Tomorrow night, Tennessee. First of all, just your thoughts on the opportunity Ohio State has to rewrite the history of this season tomorrow night.
I mean, we have to be chomping at the bits, right? I mean, like, you know, before the season, all the accolades and all the, on paper, the talent that this team has and all the things that the team was coming back for, and we put this roster together to accomplish, you know, several things, right? And obviously, up to the last game of the season, a lot of that, I would say three of those check marks, Big Ten title being Michigan, went right out the window. So, you know, now they have an opportunity here to still play and be a national championship. Thank God it's a 12-team playoff, right? But they have to kind of go out there and be fired up, know that no one is really giving them a shot. I feel like a lot of people, even the Buckeye Nation, and kind of, you know, has kind of turned the corner on this team. So it's time to go out there and show them what they really could do, get the job done, and make, I mean, be honest, make Buckeye Nation proud and themselves.
It's such a fascinating thing in here, Brian, because this is the first time we've had this 12-team playoff. And so do you think a win against Tennessee, just even the one-round win, would help to erase some of what's taken place against Michigan for Ryan Day and for this team?
No. Not. I mean, we should beat Tennessee. I feel like we are the better team. Tennessee, we know they do some things that will probably give Ohio State a challenge, and they definitely, you know, could be contenders in this game. But beating Tennessee is not enough. Beating Oregon, that next round, I think will kind of go a long way to show that, you know, that Coach Day still has a good grasp of his team. But I don't think one win against an SEC team at home kind of right the ship for the wrong of losing that Michigan game.
You know, everybody wants to talk about Tennessee coming up into the cold weather, but let's face it, it's not like Ohio State or anybody on this team has ever played this deep into the winter, right? I mean, both teams are going to have might be a little bit easier because of climate control for the kids that live in Columbus, or for the guys that, I shouldn't say kids, are making way more money than I am. But for the guys, for the guys playing for the Buckeyes, I mean, this is uncharted territory for everybody.
Yeah, right. And it's going to be cold tomorrow, right? I mean, I think the clips I've seen that we were practicing outside some days, and I think that's a very smart thing to do. I feel like whenever it's cold, you know, you have to get used to wherever that temperature is. So taking ourselves outside, great. The clips I've seen in Tennessee, they was inside. So, you know, I don't know if they quite got the picture there. And obviously, I don't know the whole practice because that could have just been like one little small scene or situation that they were inside for. But for one, you know, we took ourselves outside. We have to be ready for the weather, what it's going to bring, the way Tennessee's style of play. It may even fit them a little bit better than it is, Cole, the way they like to run the ball and be in play style against the run with their big active guys on their defensive front. So, you know, but when it comes down to it, we can't let there be any excuses when it comes to this game. I feel like it's a game that we probably would need to throw the ball to kind of to spread things out and loosen up that defensive front. So if that's the game plan, go out there and be ready to execute. It's raining today. I don't think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I just think it's supposed to be cold. So, you know, do whatever you need to do. You know, if it's looking up stuff, you start hearing about guys playing in wet suits and things of that nature, figure it out, because there's going to be no excuses for not a top-tier performance when it comes to our unit tomorrow.
All right, so let's talk about the matchup itself. Look, Tennessee is really, really good against the run. If it's a slick turf, Ohio State may have to run the ball. How can they get the running game going like they didn't against Michigan with Judkins and Henderson? I mean, those guys, they've got to give them the opportunity to produce, but it's not going to be an easy task.
Yeah, no. I think two things. One, taking some opportunities to kind of, you know, hit the edges a little bit. I think against Michigan, we ran, I felt like, one true option play with Will Howard and Judkins, and it was a set. I think we got like 15 or so yards on that one play, and then we never saw it again. I know Coach Kelly, he has, I don't know, let's say a very large playbook and a different type of things that he likes to run when it comes to running the ball. But, man, if you find something that works, I mean, at least do it until they stop it. And I feel like the edge is a much better way to attack this front when I'm looking at the guys and how heavy they play inside. And I feel like, you know, we keep stating, I believe all season, you know, we talk about how Will Howard has the ability to run. And, you know, he does have some rushing touchdowns. But what game has he really went out there and was a threat with his feet and really put the defenders, you know, really in a risk, in a bad situation due to, you know, opportunities and plays that he's been making with his legs. So I think that would be helpful, getting on the edge, Will Howard making some things happen with his feet. We haven't seen it all year, but we know he does have some ability there, so it'd be great for him to kind of, you know, go back into his Kansas State days and get it going with his feet and make the defense really account for him and his running ability.
Brant Browning joining us, former Ohio State guard, went on to play in the NFL for a period of time as well. Now the co-host with somebody who will remain unnamed on Spectrum One's Buckeye postgame show.
Postgame report.
No affiliation. I had it wrong. Sorry.
We just happen to be two guys talking about a college football game after it happened. That's just coincidence that we pop up.
That's all. Okay.
Just so you know.
So
no
you're
big deal.
You're the perfect one to ask this to, because Ryan Day was talking about how they're going to have a guard rotation both at left guard and right guard. What does that do to an offensive line when you've got that many moving pieces?
I don't understand it. Don't like it. Don't understand it. I'm not quite sure why that's the thought, why that's the plan. I know, you know, obviously you got guys that, you know, that's been younger guys that have been stepping up and probably doing the right thing, so you want to give them that opportunity. But I don't know, man. Do that against Purdue, right? Like, right now the playoffs, in my opinion, is not an opportune time to do it. But if they're doing it, I mean, obviously it must be some rhyme or reason to it. Maybe certain things guys are not executing, and they know they can pick this guy in, and he's good at that particular thing, and maybe not so much at others. And you want to try to, maybe that's the floor of the game, that you kind of get some of those plays or schemes kind of going. I had an opportunity to kind of look at the Michigan game and the offensive line play, and, you know, and kudos to Michigan's defensive line, right? They got two very good guys in the middle of that defense. But some of the things the offensive line was doing, it was kind of this mind-boggling, like, why are they kind of approaching these type of angles or going in this fashion to try to make these certain blocks? So I'm sure the coaches saw it as well and probably was frustrated with some of the performances. So they're going to open it up, try to get some guys some opportunities, and hopefully it's not a huge factor. I know as an offensive lineman, you like to kind of be in there each play, right, get that rhythm, be able to do things, change things up against that defensive front that you're going to get. But for a reason, Coach Day and Coach Fryer decided, you know, playing multiple guys at the guard position gives them the best opportunity to win. I know they have to be feeling that sense of urgency as well to win, so that must be the best plan of attack to get it done.
What does this game mean for Ryan Day?
It means a lot, right? Because obviously, after a disappointing performance against Michigan, a lot of times after that game, right, you don't really have anything else to play for, right? Like we look at last season, we lose to Michigan. Obviously, Michigan goes on and Big Ten title, playoffs, national title, and that left us playing in the Cotton Bowl against a Missouri team that was really having a pretty good season. And that was the stamp, right? It was proud to be in the Cotton Bowl. It was proud. It came out to perform well. They beat us. Ohio State on the other end did not, right? We did not look like we was happy to be there. We did not play well at all. And I think we scored 3 points and ended up essentially getting embarrassed down in Texas. So us being in the playoffs gives a little bit more something for the season. Coach Day needs to really show that he has the pulse of his team here, and that, you know, that when he's upset, that he can have a Buckeye team to go out there and play with their heads on fire. And obviously, the Michigan game is saying that he hasn't figured it out. But so far, usually his teams have been performing well in playoff situations and big game situations. So I like to see him go out there and just show that he has control. He has a game plan that's essentially worth winning. Going out there, let his guys execute, and not be so nervous and play Ohio State football and get the job done this weekend.
All right, so what does Ohio State need to do then? Give me two keys to the game. Two or three keys.
Okay. I would say to me, I guess offensively, like you said, we might be some weather situations, but for every reason, I just feel like we have to get our wide receivers going. I mean, we have all the big names, the Jeremiah Smith, the Emeka Ibuka, Carnell Tate. I want to see those guys making some plays on Saturday, and be frank, not just making plays, scoring touchdowns. So I want to see Will Howard go out there, give them some opportunities to make some plays. If we do that, I feel like that gives us a great chance to win the game. Ohio State has to stop the run. We stopped the run against their guy, the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, Dylan Sampson there, that really pissed the weight on their young quarterback to have to make plays to be able to win the game. I feel like we get them to third and long. Us and our exotic pressures will really make it a long day for him. But to do that, we got to win first and second down, and that's stopping the run in the multiple ways that they like to kind of get him going. So stop the run, hit on some big plays to our wide receivers, and I feel like we'll have no problems on Saturday. We'll celebrate and start getting ready for our rematch against the Ducks.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Browning joining us with Upstate Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former Buckeye guard. How much do you think of this game should be put on the shoulders of Will Howard to win this for the Buckeyes? Or is this one of those games that maybe you got to turn around, hand the ball off a whole bunch, and hope that the offensive line can hold back so then maybe then you could pop them with Will Howard a little bit later on?
No, I feel like this game should be in Will Howard's hands, just like I felt like the Michigan game should have been in his hands. Obviously, I keep going back to the Michigan game, but it's just the last game. It's just a very sour taste. But obviously, he made some plays and some bad plays, right? Bad interception, basically in the coming out situation, set up Michigan for their first score. So another interception in the red zone where we might have got points depending on how our field goal kicker was feeling on fourth down if we had got to that situation. But what I would say is I felt like I still wanted to see more. If Will Howard went out there and threw four interceptions and we lost to Michigan, then yes, he definitely did enough for us to lose that game. But I would like to see the ball in his hands. I mean, this off season, he's been, to me, a pretty good decision maker. Literally one or two plays a game, he does make a crazy play, but I feel like he has the ability to recover from it and still be able to contribute to an explosive and an off offense that can really just execute play after play. So I want to see the ball in his hands. I feel like he's one of our best players, and I want to see him making decisions, spreading out this Tennessee team, put the ball in his hands, and he make the plays, he make the decisions necessary to be a successful offense and score points. We're going to have to score some points here if we want to beat this team. Sure.
All right, Brian, one last question for you, because I, you know, when you played at Ohio State, when you would go on the road for any of your games, it may as well have been a home game when you think about how well Ohio State traveled. Now, there is talk that it could be up to 25% Tennessee fans in the shoe, which to me, I don't know that we've ever seen anything like that in the history of that stadium. Your thoughts on that and the impact they could have on the game. I know they can't make tackles or throw touchdown passes, but it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be weird. And I say that to say that, you know, all these things just happens when you lose to Michigan. Like that, and I think that's the prime thing here. Like, you lose to Michigan, now it's a sour taste in everyone's mouth. Obviously, we still could be in the exact same position, right? If we beat Michigan, right, we don't win the Big Ten, we still could be having a home game, but I feel like the team is a little bit more, the Buckeye Nation is a little bit more fired up about it. It's been, I don't know, the ticket situation has been seemingly kind of a weird situation for it to be a home game, so we'll see, right? Buckeye Nation will be there. I know they have some things planned to kind of keep the crowd riled up, and it being that playoff atmosphere, so it'll be nice to see how those things kind of shake out, but when it comes down to it, I mean, like you said, on the road, we did used to travel well. But even at home, me being an offensive lineman, it's kind of like, you know, the crowd is there. It's great once you score, and they kind of give you a little up and some energy there. But when it comes down to it, you have to execute. You're the only one that's out there, right? So all that, the extra noise that the crowd could bring or what they don't bring, essentially it does not matter. You have to go out there and execute play after play after play. Take your opportunities to make big plays, and obviously, and we all know the end goal, right? The win on the scoreboard, have more points than they have. So that's always the goal when you're out there and you do it one play at a time. I expect our guys to be locked in, ready to go, and right the ship for this 2024 team and get some hardware so they can kind of remember their team and have a spot on the wall when they come back 10, 15, 20 years with their family and say, yeah, I was a part of this team, and this is what we got done at our time here at Ohio State.
History. All right, Brian, I will see you tomorrow, probably sometime about 11:45 on Spectrum News 1, my friend. I will see you tomorrow night.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right, Brian Browning, former Ohio State offensive lineman, also on the postgame report on Spectrum News 1 immediately following all Ohio State football games. Nice enough to join us.